Well, if you go to the Israel Bonds website, israelbonds.com, the first thing that popped up when I went there this morning is a special banner that says Israel at War. We stand with Israel. Israel Bonds has launched an international campaign to raise funds for the Jewish state during this time. Invest in Israel Bonds now. And I can only imagine, I hope I'm right. We'll find out in a minute. I can only imagine the reaction around the world since October the 7th over the last 6 months to a plea from Israel Bonds. I hope it's been one that has been getting a great response over the last half a year. And coming from a family where I grew up, where Israel Bonds was extremely, extremely important and always at the forefront, and in a synagogue, quite obviously, where Israel Bonds was extremely important and always at the forefront. And I think it's time to remind everybody, especially in this audience, just how important it is to purchase Israel Bonds and to support the state of Israel in that way. And for some of the younger people in this audience, they may not even realize what Israel Bonds is and that a concept like this even exists. With us live via telephone is Dr. Andrew Hutter. He was elected Israel Bonds National Chairman of the Board and assumed that role on February the 28th of this year, succeeding Howard Goldstein, whose tenure at Bonds spanned 40 years, where he began in new leadership. For now more than 20 years, Dr. Hutter has been a visionary leader with the Bonds organization, spearheading numerous committees. He has served on Bonds National Board of Directors for 15 years, most recently as vice chair and treasurer. His influence has been evident over the years in many areas, but especially while serving as chairman of Israel Bonds Mentorship Program. It was in that role that he was instrumental in developing the next generation of leaders, thank God, I will add, one of the most important areas of the Bonds enterprise, since new leaders are those who help ensure the future of the organization and Israel. Dr. Andrew Hutter, I say mazal tov to you and welcome you to JM in the AM.
Thank you very much for the very nice introduction and the great Bonds pitch. I appreciate it.
Yeah, I always feel I could pitch Bonds better than anybody, frankly. and again, it's for the reason I mentioned. I grew up in a home and in a synagogue where Bonds was very, very important and where everybody was encouraged at any level to support the state of Israel through Bonds. I think you'd have to agree, and especially with the concentration you've had over the years with the younger generation, you have to agree there are people tuned in who don't even realize that one can support the state of Israel in this way. Am I being dramatic or do you agree?
Oh, I absolutely agree. I mean, the one great thing about Israel Bonds is that we are not in competition with any other Jewish organization. We actually work with them because we are not a charity. We are not a donation. We are an investment in the state of Israel. And when you buy a bond, you get the bond. When it matures, you get the interest and the principal back, and Israel has never been a penny short or a day late since 1951.
Unbelievable. People don't realize that. Since shortly after the establishment of the state, Israel Bonds has been a very effective mechanism, not only to support the state of Israel, but as you just said, to invest and actually get your money back with interest on time, which is it's an amazing record, frankly. When did you first get the bonds? We talk about, you know, your 20 years and how you entered the organization. What year was that approximately?
2001 is when I started getting involved. I mean, I always, like you, I got bonds as a child, as gifts, and my parents bought bonds. I come from the Metro New Jersey area, which is one of the strongest lay leadership areas for Israel Bonds in the country. Back in 2001, my father had just retired as chairman of the Department of Pathology at St. Barnabas. I was a young orthopedic surgeon, and they decided that they wanted to get a little bit younger, so they honored both my father and I together as an older generation and a newer generation. And we were honored by the medical division, Israel Bonds, and we had a very successful dinner, probably double what they normally do in investments. And I was asked to join the Metro New Jersey family, first as the assistant chairman to Art Marin for the medical division. I then became chairman of the medical division, eventually rising to chairman of the Metro Jersey campaign. which I'm very proud of, and have had great leaders after that. And then I was put about 15 years ago on the national board, and I've been involved with different programs since then.
Wow. Well, then you'll appreciate, and I can't resist saying it, and the Young Israel of Newark, when my father was the rabbinical leader of the Young Israel of Newark back in the 50s, 60s, 70s, it was the largest Orthodox congregation in the state of New Jersey, and the Ne'ilah appeal on Yom Kippur. There was always a Yisker appeal earlier in the day. Mm-hmm. The Ne'ilah appeal at the height of when the shul was at its largest capacity was always dedicated to Israel Bonds. So you can imagine when I say I grew up in an atmosphere where Bonds was important, urgent, and felt to be, you know, one of the most important investments one can make, you know, that's where it comes from. And by the way, having said that, and the way you just described your involvement, I think we could say that the Metro West area and New Jersey in general has always been at the forefront when it comes to bond activity for Israel, right? Am I right about that? That there's always been a very active group in this state.
We have a ton of people that are extremely active on the local and the national level. And when you look at the Metro Jersey campaign, it's always right up there with New York, LA, and Chicago, even though we're smaller. So I'm very proud to come from this area and come from a group. My synagogue, Eitz Chaim, has been very involved with Bonds as well as all Jewish organizations.
Yeah, shout out to Rabbi Klibanoff. He's the 2024 version of what I described. All right, so two things, very important. Number one, you mentioned good investment. Some people might be, you know, skeptical and say, well, if I, you know, purchase Israel Bonds, what am I getting? Am I getting a 1% return? We have to remind people, and for those who are not familiar, we have to educate people. They're getting a real investment return, right? You could say from a business standpoint, this is actually a solid investment on par with many other bonds and other types of offerings out there in the community.
Yeah, I got to be careful what I say because I am not a licensed bond salesman. We have to remember that Israel bonds are governed by FINRA and the SEC, but right. I can tell you that we are competitive and we've had investments from not only individuals, but states and counties.
Right.
I was at a meeting yesterday with Jimmy Patronis, the CFO of Florida, and tonight we're meeting Joe Abruzzio, the Palm Beach County executive. Palm Beach County now owns $700 million in Israel bonds. Florida owns $200 million in Israel bonds.
So as a consumer, you could certainly agree with me.
Yes, as a consumer, I can agree with you. You know, it's good for the pocket and it's good for the heart, which are very good things. You know, normally, over the last 10 years, we've become, in the United States, $1 billion in investments in Israel bonds a year.
Wow.
Prior to that, it was $600 million. We've done $100 million. And we do that about 65% retail, which means people like you and me, and 35% institutional, like counties and states. We had just hit our goal on October 1st last year, right before the war. And in the month following the war, we doubled that. So we did a year's worth in a month following the war, thanks to people in the United States that saw the problem. By the end of the year, we had done over $2.5 billion in the United States, $2.7 billion worldwide for the year. And we've already eclipsed for 2024, $1.1 billion in investments as of yesterday.
That must have been, and obviously that was my second question about what's been happening since October the 7th. That must have been a very interesting episode to eyewitness, as you just described, in the month after the start of the war, all this investment is happening, all this bond purchasing is going on in this country. I mean, I would imagine you and others in the organization have probably during that time heard from people you had not heard from in God knows how long, and saw people who may have been, you know, off of the bonds landscape, so to speak, re-enter at a very rapid pace.
Yeah, you know, people over the past 6 or 7 years, there's been talk, is Israel bonds really needed? Israel's a great country now. They're very economically independent. You know, they can get money anyplace else that they need. And we've always billed ourselves, yes, you can do that, but there's nothing like the lifeline. And when there's an emergency and nobody else wants to support Israel, we're there. Back in 2006, on the second Lebanese war, they needed extra funds. And in 6 weeks, we did $250 million. Wow. During the pandemic, when the economy was shut down, we did an extra $600 million. And now look what we've done since the war. So we are something that the Israeli government can count on. In 2023, Israel bonds represented about 25% of Israel's foreign debt. So we are who they can count on. And it's very important. You're making a positive statement. We're not a political organization.
Right.
You know, invest in the state of Israel, period. We're the same organization over the last 70 years, whether you know, no matter who's involved with the government, we preach invest in the state of Israel.
And by the way, and as you know, this may sound, you know, a little hokey, but the bottom line is when one uses the opportunity, whether it's a birth, a bris, a bar, a bat mitzvah, a wedding or an anniversary or some other occasion, to honor someone by purchasing on their behalf an Israel bond, you are establishing a connection for that individual to the state of Israel. I know people may not see it that way. Maybe I'm a little too much, you know, too spiritually involved when it comes to things like the state of Israel and bonds. But I think that there is a real establishment of a real tie, a real bond, when you go ahead and make a statement to that bar mitzvah kid, or to that couple, or to that newborn, or to that senior couple or a celebrating anniversary, that you are honoring them by purchasing Israel bonds in their honor. Now, again, you and I are both not salespeople, and I don't know if what I just said, you know, went over any boundaries, but I would assume that you would agree with me that it does help secure a bond, excuse the pun, between the state of Israel and folks in the diaspora.
You just gave my whole speech, which is great. My wife and I no longer write checks for bar bat mitzvahs or weddings. I get the information, I go online, I buy a bond, and I like to do it ahead of time. I don't have to remember to bring an envelope with me. When you go online, you can put all the information in, and at the end, you print out a card. And I print out that card and email that card to the person ahead of time so they know they've received a bond. And it's great. I do it for baby gifts. We do it for a lot of different things. It's a great way to connect people to Israel, and it's very important to connect people to Israel. You know, I've heard that, oh, it doesn't matter, I'm not buying, you know, $1 million worth of bonds. But you have to understand that 50% of all the bonds sold are $1,000 or less.
Right.
So the strength in numbers, you can buy a bond online for as little as $36. And there is strength in numbers. The more people that buy Israel bonds, the more people that connect to the state of Israel, the more positive the message is. And in this day and age, we need every positive message we can get. So don't think that you're not important. Every bond purchaser is important. States and counties, when they invest, yes, they're looking at the rate of return to make sure it's a good investment, but they also want to see who's supporting Israel. When there's strength in numbers, it makes it easier for them to be able to continue with this.
100%. By the way, let me just tell the audience, and again, there are a lot of people listening right now who either thought that, you know, bonds is a thing of the past, and the statistics you gave us about what happened since October 7th certainly indicates that that is not true at all, or there are people in the audience right now who never heard of it, never heard of such a thing, such a concept, purchasing a gift for somebody in this way to honor an occasion and for a million other reasons. So folks, I'm going to remind you, go to israelbonds.com, israelbonds.com. You can also call the number 888-519-4111. That's 888-519-4111. And with us live via telephone is the brand new national chair of Israel Bonds, and that's Dr. Andrew Hutter. How long is this term for? You just started at the end of February. How long is the first term in this position?
It's a 2-year term, and you can serve up to 3 2-year terms. know, there's one other thing that I'd like to just bring that's very important, a new thing to Israel bonds over the last couple of years, something we call the Shalom bond. A Shalom bond is a short-term bond, 1 year and some 2 year bonds that are designed exclusively for donations. So you can donate a bond to an organization, a 501c3 organization, and there's lists on the website, but you could pay your synagogue dues with an Israel bond. So maybe pay your dues this year and then pay a year ahead so that the synagogue isn't lacking the money. And then every year you can pay your 1 year bond so people get the bond, the organization gets the bond, or organizations that need it now, like the FIDF or Mogen David Adom, you know, you can buy a bond, and we call it a double mitzvah. Israel gets the money for a year, and then the organization gets the money. And these large organizations, you know, are very happy to accept them, because once they know that the money's coming in a year, they can release funds to cover it. And then, you know, it's a great way to pay your synagogue dues or other things. And again, what we call a double mitzvah. And I think that's a very important thing for people to understand.
By the way, there's a tab for it on the website, folks. Go to israelbonds.com. You'll see it under the invest option at the top. Does a synagogue, and again, this is now for the synagogue presidents and board members who are listening, does the synagogue have to opt into this? Is it an automatic? How does it work?
They do have to opt in, but, you know, if you speak to someone at the synagogue, you can connect them with Israel Bonds, and they will be able to set that up for you. It's very, very easy.
Wow. And as long as they opt in, I mean, you could do this with every synagogue in the country, frankly.
Yes.
Pretty amazing, I'll tell you. And very innovative, very, very cool. Israelbonds.com for information. Dr. Hutter, I know that there's still a war going on, although we're a little bit confused, those of us who watch the news, in terms of what the immediate strategy is, but I'm sure the Prime Minister and others will reveal that soon enough. But aside from helping Israel get through this very, very delicate time, what else would you consider your ultimate goals for your first term as national chair?
My ultimate goal is two things. Is one, increase the number of people buying Israel bonds, make it much more mainstream, but also, the last several years I was the chairman, I developed and chaired the new mentorship program from Israel Bonds. And, you know, Israel Bonds has been around for 70 years. We need to be around for many, many more years. And this is my turn to be the chairman of the board, but we have to develop our future leaders. And we've got some great people all around the country. And we're really increasing the type of people that are involved with Israel Bonds and mentoring people so that this organization stays strong. And I think that's been the greatest thing about our organization with our young people, is they have access. You know, I'm on the mentorship program now, even though I'm not the chairman, and every person in the mentorship program has my cell phone number and email. They can call anybody. We've also developed an alumni program, so people that have gone through the mentorship and mentee program have access to everybody, which not only for Israel Bonds, but it's great for professional development. So I think, you know, developing a stronger, more diverse organization, something we started doing, and something I want to continue.
And I assume not only through Zoom, but in person over the next few months, you're going to try to get to as many regions as chapters as possible around the country to literally have face-to-face encounters with the people that are doing such a great job in different parts of the U.S.
Exactly. You know, Zoom has been a blessing and a curse, but it does allow us to have a national meeting with all of our mentors and mentees around the country at one time, for 1 hour rather than 2 days. But yes, we are trying to make more in-person events, because, you know, seeing somebody on the computer is not the same as shaking your hand and getting down and dirty and discussing things.
Oh, 100%. And visiting the community and making a presentation, 100%. Well, all we could do is wish you the best of luck. We have been very supportive, as you've heard in this conversation, of the work of Israel Bonds. And again, I believe that, as you said, what's happening in this state in New Jersey on behalf of Bonds has always been amazing, but continues to be incredible. Great leadership coming from here and, of course, from around the country as well. And we wish you the best of luck and congratulations on becoming the national chairman of the board. And thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you very much. And thank you for allowing us to promote Israel Bonds on your show. It's it means a lot because of the people that you reach. So thank you very much.
I appreciate that. For me, it's an honor. Dr. Andrew Hutter, he's the brand new Israel Bonds National Chairman of the Board. IsraelBonds.com for any information about all of this. Pretty easy, folks. Not complicated, even if you weren't familiar with bonds before this conversation. But consider it. Consider it as a serious, serious investment, serious gift, and serious gesture on behalf of the state and people of Israel. More coming up. You're listening to a Tuesday morning Rosh Chodesh edition of JM in the AM.